back to the Michigan Business Beat, brought to you on the Michigan Business Network. And as you can see, we're live in our studios here at the Capital Region International Airport. And to get permission to do that, we always have to go to the CEO, Nicole Noah Williams of the airport. How you doing?
Doing great. Great to have you here.
You know what's really great is, having been involved in the airport for a number of years, is the noise in the background.
Yes.
For a while, there wasn't much.
It was pretty quiet for a while, and we're starting to rebound from, you know, of course, the pandemic, getting more flights in and out of here. And so it is. It's wonderful to see the ticket counters busy and TSA getting busier and our restaurant getting the folks coming in to actually use them.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting. I want to get to the strategic plan, so don't let me leave this interview without that. But let's talk about that and the lines that I'm seeing when I come through. And a lot of that is the international flights. How's that going?
It is. It's great. You know, one of our peak seasons again this year for international, we'll have 3 to Cancun, 2 to Punta Cana, 1 to Montego Bay every week. So every week, every day but Tuesday, we've got an international departure and arrival. So it's exciting to have these services right here at the center of the state of Michigan and really being able to support those that want to come in and out and maybe hop on an airplane for a little vacation during the winter months.
You know, this is kind of interesting because I remember when we first put these international flights in, and seasonal, obviously, but how that expanded our market service area.
Right. You know, so we started back in 2010, was our first year of international service, and we had 15 international flights going to Cancun. Last year and this year, 58 international flights. So it's been really successful. We've been excited to have the partnership with Apple Vacations, and they go out to bid, so we've had multiple airline carriers that are providing the service every year. So really excited about how things have been running this year. The customer feedback continues to be positive. If anything, everybody's going, okay, so what's next? Are we keeping these markets next year? And what do we want to plan for our, you know, high school spring breaks and their college spring breaks for next year? So soon we'll have more details.
Well, and you know, you alluded to, yeah, they've had different carriers, but really exciting this year is the fact that they have Avelo as their carrier, which
That's
is
right.
really a good story for the airport also.
Yeah, it continues to support carriers that are providing services here. So we've got the Avelo airline flights going back into Orlando International. Those flights will run until the first week of April and falls right in that same time of the international service. And then we'll be looking at some other opportunities down the road. So we're excited about that partnership.
Yeah, and we have you on frequently because we know that at any moment there may be another announcement of something. So you keep coming back.
Working on things. Stay tuned.
All right. Let's talk about strategic plan now. You've been working on your 20-year strategic plan. How's that process going? And then we'll get into the reaction to it.
Yeah, really, it's our master plan has been kicked off, and it really looks at everything pertaining to the airport. So a little over 2,000 acres of land, and we're planning what needs to be expanded. How do we want to use various areas of our land and change maybe designations within some of the land that we do have today? So we'll see how things continue to progress, but we're looking at areas that have been designated as strictly aeronautical use as the potential of maybe space for aerospace manufacturing. So there's a lot of different opportunities. And for me, when I came on board here with the Airport Authority, it's focusing on diversifying revenues. So what do we need to do? What's on the shelf of projects that we need to do to build on the foundation so we diversify opportunities? And really establishing that expansion in our cargo ramp, being center of the state, how can we continue to support UPS, but also potentially attract other cargo carriers,
right,
whether it's domestic or international, coming in and out of here. But those are some of the things that we're looking at when we talk about our master plan and the future development of those projects. So that project will take until the beginning of next year before it's really complete.
Well, and of course, you've got international clearance of goods and people. That makes this a very attractive site for freight forwarders and people like that.
Right. We became a port of entry back in 2009 here at the Capital Region International Airport. And it really provides that opportunity for not just the passenger side that we've talked about, but as you said, being able to clear cargo. And how can we help support corporations and manufacturers throughout this entire region? So whether it's Michigan Economic Development Corporation or it's LEAP that's working on various development opportunities, not just here, it really can impact throughout the entire state of Michigan if there's growth that has that need to support UPS or the need for UPS services to support their clients.
All right, let's get back to the strategic plan, because after doing all this work and having you introduce it to the public, how did that go and what was the feedback?
Yeah, that's the very first public event that we had for our master plan. We'll have at least two more. And as we continue, the very first phase is really about education. Getting folks to understand what is the purpose of our master plan, what are the key projects that we're working on outside of runways and taxis and aprons and the terminal itself, which is one of those key pieces that'll be addressed within our master plan. The next two will really focus on the next piece of really the puzzle, looking at forecast numbers for passengers, looking at use of land. And when it's all said and done, we'll have something later, probably fourth quarter of this year, that'll be probably a larger, more complex,
community-oriented.
But it was really, it'll be a full spectrum of the master plan and all the projects that are tied into it.
Well, you've done a great job of getting things on course, and also we'll have you back again because we know there's always a surprise in your pocket.
There could be, yeah.
All right. Nicole Noel Williams, she is the CEO of the Capital Region International Airport, doing tremendous things. You really are. Thanks for joining us, as always. Chris Holman here. You're listening to Michigan Business Beat on the Michigan Business Network.